Mysterious Wrapping. August 4, 1850. I saw that the mysterious wrapping was the power of Satan. Some of it was directly from him, and some indirectly, through his agents, but it all proceeded from Satan. It was his work that he accomplished in different ways, yet many in the churches and the world were so enveloped in gross darkness that they thought, and held forth that it was the power of God. Said the angel, "Should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Should the living go to the dead for knowledge? The dead know not anything. For the living God do ye go to the dead? See, they have departed from the living God to converse with the dead who know not anything." I saw that soon it would be considered blasphemy to speak against the wrapping, and that it would spread more and more, and Satan's power would increase, and some of his devoted followers would have power to work miracles, and even to bring down fire from heaven in the sight of men. I was shown that these modern magicians would yet account for all the miracles wrought by our Lord Jesus Christ by the wrapping and mesmerism, and many would believe that all the mighty works of the Son of God, when he was on the earth, were accomplished by this same power. I was pointed back to the time of Moses, and saw the signs and wonders which God wrought through him before Pharaoh, most of which were imitated by the magicians of Egypt, and that just before the final deliverance of the saints God would work powerfully for his people, and these modern magicians would be permitted to imitate the work of God. That time I saw would soon come, and we shall have to keep hold of the strong arm of Jehovah, for all these great signs and mighty wonders of the devil were designed to deceive God's people and overthrow them. Our minds must be stayed upon God, and we must not fear the fear of the wicked, that is, fear what they fear, and reverence what they reverence, but be bold and valiant for the truth. Could our eyes be opened, we should see forms of evil angels around us, trying to invent some new way to annoy and destroy us. And we should also see the angels of God guarding us from their power, for God's watchful eye is over Israel for good, and he will protect and save his people, if they put their trust in him. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Said the angel, "Remember, thou art on the enchanted ground. I saw that we must watch and have on the whole armor, and take the shield of faith, and then we should be able to stand, and the fiery darts of the wicked could not harm us."